You're listening to the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock. New single, Take Me Down. We've been blowing up on the air. All kinds of people requested, and it is part of a new era of, to me, hard rock with a lead singer, much like a Lizzie Hale from Hailstorm, a strong, I mean, borderline viperous, venomous, intimidating woman. Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless joins us on the program. The whole band's there. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Taylor, I got to ask you first and foremost, I've seen some of your stage shows, and are you a fan of Wendy O. Williams?
I am. I wouldn't say she's a main influence, but yeah.
The reason I was going to ask is nothing to do with your actual musical styles, but you do go on stage in some intimidating outfits to where Wendy O. Williams, who really was just incredibly intense on stage back in the day, sang what she wanted, wore what she wanted. Her videos were crazy. I'm getting a vibe of that from you, that when you take the stage, you're there not just as a musician, but it's a performance also.
It's a show. I mean, there's no like character involved or anything, but it's, you know, you want to put on an entertaining show and hopefully have an audience leave with some sort of impact and you know, memorable experience.
Just don't bust out a chainsaw.
Yeah,
exactly. Please don't drive a flaming bus off of a cliff somewhere, and I think everyone will go home happy. Josh?
Taylor, you sing, you play guitar. Ben, you play guitar. Jamie, you play the drums. Mark, bass. I'm trying to keep track of all of this here. And I'm always curious, how many instruments, do you play more instruments than that? Is there an instrument you've always wanted to play, but maybe you just couldn't learn it, or you never had the time to learn it?
I started on piano when I was a child, and so I still dabble with piano. But guitar is my love, my voice and guitar.
And in an upcoming North American tour, you can go to theprettyreckless.com. New album is out October 21st. And talk to me about you guys off stage. We've had some bands we've interviewed before where, you know, they're on stage, they're a unit. Off stage, they rarely speak to each other. Most famously so with Guns N' Roses, you know, that super long hiatus, and they were finally able to make amends, rebuild that bridge with some of the original lineup, and they're back out there doing their thing. For the most part, do you guys get along off stage when you guys hang out?
No, we hate each other.
Awesome.
No,
yes. That's where the best music comes from. Raw hatred.
No, it's amazing we're still together. We can't stand each other.
To be honest, we're all very, very close friends.
Yeah, no, we really are.
We talk to each other every day off the road.
Aww. Yes, we do.
Send yourself little good morning texts.
none of us have any other friends.
Yeah, that's actually the truth. There's, nobody has friends in the band except for each other. So,
God, that's wild. Because
you've got lots of friends.
I was going to say, do you have friends outside of the music industry that, you know, I don't want to refer to them as civilians, but people that have your, you know, standard 9-to-5s, you know, you guys are out there, you know, destroying it in Argentina 2012. You're going to be coming here to North America to do your thing. But then you get off the road, you take a hiatus, and you talk to your friend Curtis, who's like a Ruby Tuesdays manager, and just hang out like people.
No, but give Curtis our phone number, because we need more friends.
We need more friends.
Taylor, I read that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Okay, no, you go. All right. I read that your first album was autobiographical, and is the new album, do you look at the new album that way, or just parts of it that way?
Well, I think all of our records, in one sense, are autobiographical. I mean, I write them, so, you know, I'm writing about my experiences in my life and what I have observed and what I know. So, I think this next record is, the coming record is kind of like it's the next evolution of the band. So we're really excited for everyone to hear it. It's very diverse and eclectic, I guess is a good word to describe it. But of course it's personal. I mean, it's I write it.
And when you're writing, is everything on the table or is anything off limits?
No. If you limit yourself, you immediately are stunting you're stunting yourself. You're putting. You can't limit yourself when it comes to writing. There's nothing that you don't explore.
Now let me ask. You guys have also shared the stage, co-headliners, and even some opening acts for some incredible musicians like Marilyn Manson, Evanescence, Nickelback, and more. Now you're headlining on your own. You're out there doing your own thing again. ThePrettyReckless.com about the new upcoming American tour. If you want to pick up tickets, get some information. You heard me bring up Guns N' Roses earlier, and famously Jason Newsted of Metallica said that he learned what not to do as a band when they were supporting Guns N' Roses. Have there been any bands that you've worked with that behind the scenes you said to yourselves, you know what, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't behave like this. Let's learn from others' mistakes.
That's an interesting question. We don't get asked that very often.
You definitely look at how people do it differently. So I don't know any of the acts where we go,
Don't do that.
Like, don't make lots of money like Nickelback, or don't be huge rock stars like Guns N' Roses. But but you definitely learn how each camp does it, and then you kind of take from that. Once you reach that level, once you're at the level of GNR or something like that, it's just so pro, even if it seems like it's not.
It's like a machine at that point. It just kind of rolls.
And with your stage show, as energetic as you guys are, I mean, you guys, you know, you do put on a great performance. You can't go out there and treat yourselves like total hell off stage. I mean, as difficult as it is, it must be to eat on the road and stuff like that, and to keep yourselves, you know, well fed and moving. Occasionally, you got to slum and hit whatever's open. I mean, how do you take care of yourself on the road? So, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You don't let the interior rust. You got to take care of your throat, Taylor. I mean, if you're chugging back all kinds of boozes and whiskeys and whatever, you're going to fry yourselves up. How do you keep yourself healthy on the road, especially for this upcoming American tour?
Well, whiskey is good for the road.
in moderation, it's great. It's also great for a child that's screaming. Just rub it on his gums and then let him finish the glass.
Yes, it numbs the vocal cords. I don't know.
A lot of people were finding like they come to do like yoga on the road. Like you hear these like hardcore metal bands like your Slayers of the World and Megadeth, and all of a sudden a camera like floats backstage and there's Dave Mustaine in like the downward dog position, or you know, Kerry King's doing warrior pose. You're like, wait a minute, that guy's about to sing War Ensemble, and he's like namasteing somebody over at the craft services. What are you guys doing? What's your pre-show ritual?
Well, you're making me feel really unhealthy right now.
We eat healthy. We drink. You know, you don't go.
You just don't go crazy. We're not like a party band or anything like that. I think, you know, the focus of tour and playing is to put on a good show and play well. So that is the goal. So anything that kind of gets in the way of that, you just tend to avoid.
But parties happen.
I mean, parties do happen. Yes, they're you know. But then there's the rule: what goes on the road stays on the road.
Gotcha.
You don't talk about those parties. You don't talk about those things.
Yes. So one day, when you guys are off the road and you decide to write the autobiography, you can go ahead and maybe tuckle a couple of stories in there.
When the autobiography comes out, I can guarantee you it will be quite entertaining.
Again, it's The Pretty Reckless, ThePrettyReckless.com. Upcoming North American tour. The album is out October 21st. And Taylor, I got to ask you, pulling back the curtain here for a little bit, the single is incredible. Genuinely is. I mean, we like to pay attention to listeners as much as we can and hit Take Me Down. And I think you'd be really proud of how many people have latched onto it. And people behind the scenes here, by the way, who get a lot of people around here listen to a lot of music and sometimes it becomes white noise. So when we get a track like Take Me Down, that people around here like stop what they're doing and like, hey, who's this? And then it really takes off. That's incredible. And as I said, pulling back the curtain, not that we ever would, but you know, we get these interview sheets every now and then and it says, do not ask her out on air. Which we would never do, ever. Is that a thing you got to deal with? Like, does somebody, they have that lack of couth and decorum, like midway through the interview, be like, hey, speaking of the new album, let's you and I go to Fridays together.
That is a thing, and it's usually not midway through the interview. It's usually the first thing they bring up.
Why? It's just I don't see where that, what good that does at all.
I wouldn't say that's usual. I would say that that's probably put in there by, a, you know, whatever the marketing people,
yeah,
because
no.
It happens and it's
It has happened, and it is a bit odd.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say it's common.
Oh, Taylor, we worry. Taylor, we worry. That's all. We want many more pretty out reckless albums to come. We just don't need some weird wackadoo from Market 212 from the Jackhammer and the Pickle Show making y'all uncomfortable when you talk to him.
Well, I certainly appreciate your concern and respect.
And we appreciate Take Me Down, the new album, October 21st, theprettyreckless.com. We appreciate you guys joining us this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for the support, man.
Yeah, thank
Great
you so
to talk
much.
To you.